A new book that tells the story of Charleston's African-American history has been reprinted. The release was announced at an event Monday, hosted by the West Virginia Center for African-American Art and Culture. The book Black Past is one of the only published documents exploring Charleston's African-American history. For years, copies were hard to find. The book includes stories and photographs of African-American-owned businesses, churches, and schools from past generations. The book's co-author, Anna E. Gilmer, who today is 93 years old, says she's delighted to see her book reprinted nearly 30 years after it was originally published.
I'm super happy about it.
It took more than a decade to obtain permission from the two authors and their families to reprint the book, says Anthony Kinzer, executive director of the West Virginia Center for African American Art and Culture, the organization responsible for the reprint edition.
I think a younger generation and a wider audience would love to understand who these people were and what they had to endure to accomplish what they did.
Kinzer says much of Charleston's African-American community was disrupted by urban renewal in the 1960s and the building of an interstate exit that in the 1970s was constructed right through the heart of where many African-American-owned businesses and schools once existed. The book Black Past, he says, is a tribute to that history and to the memory of the rich African-American community that once thrived throughout West Virginia's capital city. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.